The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Linda's on her way rolling in here. She had some things to do this morning. She'll be here in a couple minutes. So good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. And the news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, newly remodeled, same great customer service, and enhanced walk-in humidor. Anyway, good morning, everybody. Good morning there, Bad Bob.
Well, good morning.
How are you doing? It's just been quite the morning already.
It has been interesting.
I'm kind of like behind the
power curve
just a little bit, only because when you walk into your business in the morning, the last thing you want to see is that the bathroom, the one bathroom you have in the business, which is a nice bathroom, the door's locked from the inside.
My suspicion, judging from the way that the knob feels, is that somebody had gone inside, locked it as one does when one is in the bathroom, and then did not completely unlock it when they went out and the door latched.
Well, I can't wait till I start talking to everybody that was on the night shift last night, including the cleaners.
They may have been completely unaware of it.
That may be, but they will be aware of it when I'm finished. Well, oh, boy.
Well, let me tell you, this used to happen in the house I grew up in. Now, if we have one of those long little screwdrivers, the little tiny ones, there's a way that we can unlock it.
This one doesn't work that way.
We've already done that. I've tried the credit card.
Been there, done that.
I almost was going to use my door opening techniques from 10 years ago, but I figured that probably they would really get upset when I'd have to replace the door.
So do we have to call a locksmith?
I've already got somebody coming in.
Okay, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Indoor plumbing, a modern miracle.
We're so excited about everything
anymore.
That's going
now
on.
We have outdoor plumbing. Well, I'm going to be like one of the homeless guys out here. So, anyway.
We're really excited about everything that's going on here in town. And, of course, it's Cool April Nights week, and we're very excited because we have beautiful weather ahead of us today. Sunny with a high near 88 tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 58. Wednesday calls for high near 88 as well. And tomorrow, our lows will be around 57. Thursday is mostly sunny with a high near 83. Calm winds becoming around south-southwest, around 5 miles an hour in the afternoon.
And Friday's going to be beautiful cruise weather.
Absolutely. There's just a 20% chance of showers. It happens every year, but not even going to affect it at all. And Saturday, chance of showers again. We're just going to pass that up. But Sunday's a chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny with a high near 69. And Monday's mostly sunny with a high near 72. This always happens with cool April nights. You know, the weather is always unpredictable, but that's the beauty of it all, because we've had the most gorgeous days, and I'm sure they're going to continue when the most important times happen to continue. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. It looks like we have a beautiful lady in front of
us. Deborah Fox.
Deborah, I was looking at that. Your wonderful shirt. We have one like that kind of for KCR. Cool April Nights President. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Look at your smile.
Doing well this morning. Thank you.
Well, gosh, things are going. Things have started.
They started last.
Started last Friday.
No, they started last August.
Well, that's August. That's
yes.
True.
Everything started over the weekend. We started with Lithia and moved into Palomar and then Big League Dreams, Wild Card, Kent's Market, and it's just continued on from there.
Well, Linda's already been down to one of the show and shines. We were out there at the ROP.
Jennifer and I went yesterday morning, and it's so wonderful. We spoke with a guy who teaches the ROP classes, automotive classes, and he came on the air yesterday, and also the gal who does the food. And it was just wonderful to see the passion of the people with the cars. Mm-hmm. And they start talking about building cars. And it's such a gathering of people, isn't it, Deborah?
It is. It's a gathering of people, young and old. We're seeing more of the young people coming in that are excited about the evolution of the way the cars are going. And it's fun to see the guys that my dad ran around with as I yeah. was growing up, and I get to see them every year, mm-hmm. see what they're up to, see the, what they've done to their cars, and
So how did you get in president? You're president.
I am president.
So how did that get? How did you get there?
Well, I've been volunteering for about 7 years, and I've been on the board for 3. And unfortunately, this has been the year of the unexpected. Yes. Doug Carney, our president, passed away last August. Suddenly.
Very young.
And it was such a shock to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And after the services, we gathered the group together and we said, where do we go from here? Unfortunately, there was a lot of people thinking that we would not continue. Because
really?
Doug was a big part of the community. But there's a whole group of people behind him.
Yeah, I mean, he was the head of it. But
yes.
It's like any big organization that, you know what, it's something we call, and I'm not speaking ill of anybody that passes away, but in the Marine Corps, we do this. How important are you in the Marine Corps? Oh, we call it the stick in the water. You take that stick out, there's ripples. But guess what? It flattens out then. And you're just part of a team
mm-hmm.
that this team that works together so well, unfortunately, if somebody passes or can't do it, team picks it up.
We did. And we've had some board members step down for health reasons.
Sure.
One moved out of the area. And
that just, you expect that to happen.
You do. And there are changes in every organization.
Yes.
We gathered together, and we now have 8 new volunteers. You need to know that we are all volunteers. There is no one paid in our organization. All of the money that we make goes back to the youth of the community, all of the profits
all
that we
does.
Make.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we're almost at the $1 million work.
Wow.
$1 million mark. And unfortunately, I don't have a total for you, but after this show, I will
Fantastic.
Have a total
we're
for
gonna
you.
We're going to hit it.
We're going to do it. For Doug Carney, we're going to hit it. Yeah. That was his goal.
And you're wearing a remembrance bracelet, a blue bracelet.
I am.
Of course, he was a blue guy. You know, he was a law enforcement
retired
guy.
Retired RPD.
Yeah. So we backed the blue as well. And so I think that is a wonderful thing you're all doing. And I know yesterday we had some people on. They're going to be doing something for the cruise. And they said for the live cruise, Wade and Bobette Riggs, mm-hmm. and they're going to dedicate their entire show that they're going to be with streaming mm-hmm. to Doug Carney.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's a wonderful spirit. But when we come back from the break, we want to know more about Deborah and some of the stuff that we can look forward to today and the rest of the week.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Northern Firearms Instruction. Northern Firearms Instruction started right here in Redding and has grown to be the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California in over 30 counties right now. If you're looking for really great instruction on not just CCW, but defensive pistol, tactical rifle, unarmed combat, unarmed how to protect yourself if you don't have a weapon, all of these come under Northern Firearms Instruction. And if I can say this, Northern Firearms Instruction donates so many classes to good causes that people can come in and they buy these or through raffle items or auctions. And then Ted Leidy provides just Class A instruction for these people. That's Northern Firearms Instruction. Check out usgunpro.com. We'll be right back with Deborah Fox. Okay.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five-Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank. Consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and, of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting, and Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in their stucco would be a couple things to look for, and then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Mark Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, that estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. Good morning, everybody. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to KCNR 1460.
I'm just kind of looking over here. Portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Been in the business over a quarter of a century. What can I say except they've been voted best in the North State because they are the best in the North State. Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Alliance Heating and Air. If you're banging in the background, it's because we have somebody in there trying to unlock
the
bathroom door, and he's having to take things apart to get in there. He's not a locksmith, but then again, he's not kicking in the door like I was getting ready to 20 minutes ago. Anyway, we're here with Deborah Fox, who is the president of Cool April Nights.
I am.
And Linda, I'm just listening to her talk during the breaks, and Linda is asking about how you got here.
Well, I've been volunteering, as I said, for about 7 years, and I've been on the board for three. And I have a passion for the youth of the community, and that's why I got involved with Cool April Nights. But there's a little bit more. I grew up with classic cars. My dad built his first Roadster at 14. We had cars in our garage as far back as I can remember and for as long as I can remember. And so this kind of combines the two. I don't have a classic car myself, but I do have a passion for the youth of the community, and that's where this is going.
That's fantastic.
That's where the money goes to.
It does.
Can you name some of the organizations that it goes back to? Or I don't want to put you on the spot, but I mean, a lot of this money goes straight back into helping our kids.
All of the money goes back to helping our kids.
Everybody's a volunteer that works on this.
Yes, we have up to 450 volunteers that help us during the week, and then we have a board. Myself and 12 other individuals, and I would love to give them 110% of the credit. We Back the Blue is helping us this year run the cruise, but we are Cool April Nights. We have that board that we started with. We lost a few members. We replaced them with some amazing people who knew nothing about the organization and have taken it and ran with it, and you will see great things coming from this group of people.
Fantastic. Well, you know, it takes passion. And I go back to what it feels like when you have a camaraderie, when people start to talk about their cars. Now, we have friends that are listening, I hope, right now that are have two or three that we know of that are Camaro Classics.
Mm-hmm.
And then they do their own through all the other thing. They have their own little show and shine at their house, and then they go into the big show and shine, and it's cool to hear.
Their friends all show up with their Camaros.
And it's a Camaro day. This is the time to bring out your stuff and strut your stuff that you've been working so hard. What is it? What is a person called that tinkers on their car and they show their car? Is there a name for somebody?
Passionate. Very passionate.
Well, here's the thing that people maybe don't realize. When you ask one of these guys or girls, so how much time did you put in your car? How much did it cost you to do this? And they look at you, and it's not because they don't want to tell you. It's because they're trying to figure it out. Gosh, maybe it's like $10,000 in parts, but it's got to be $1.5 million in labor because they just go work on it.
It's a labor of love.
And then their friends all come in, like you know, as you know. Their friends come in and help too. Mm-hmm. And then they move over to somebody else's car. And it's just, you talk about camaraderie. And I was really glad to hear what you said about young kids, or not young kids, but young adults and being, being jazzed on this, because it's kind of like, it's, you know, those muscle cars from the 60s, or for people our age, my age. And then, but now when you're seeing the younger people in it, and they too are at the muscle cars from the 60s and the 70s, it's good to see it's being passed now.
It is. And with the way that things are going now, everything is so automated and computerized.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that it's becoming a lost art. And the board is trying to get the kids really involved again. We've been working with some youngsters, giving us some ideas of where to go, what to do with that, and bringing back the excitement. You know, there's a lot of people, my dad included, who have these, my dad is no longer here, but who had these classic cars. Their kids don't know how to work on them.
No.
Their grandkids don't know how to work on them. And I was speaking to a group of gentlemen that I've known all my life this weekend when we were down at the drag strip, watching the gene sign be lit, and they would love to teach these young kids how to work on these cars. There are two young men here in town that are trying to get that into fruition, and I'd love to talk to you about that later, because I'd love to see you bring them on the show.
Absolutely.
They are great kids.
You know, how great would it be to have younger people in their teens, late teens, or mid-teens, I guess, but to have the mentors, the graybeards there.
Absolutely.
They would have, like, a car to work on.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd build it and have it built for the next one.
Well, when I was growing up, we had auto shops at all of the high schools.
Right.
We don't have those anymore, although Enterprise does have an Enterprise Clark car club. You have Foothill. They have their car clubs. But we need to make them more prevalent.
Yeah.
We need to back them.
Yep.
Well, this is a beautiful thing that we saw yesterday with ROP and the kids. Because the show and shines, let's talk about what's happening today and what we're looking forward to. You've got the program open. What are we looking at?
Well, today we'll all be at Riverview later this afternoon. But what I'm looking at is Katie Gilman is one of our board members. She runs registration, and she came up with this amazing idea with inked up graphics. We have volunteer shirts that are different from our event shirts.
Mm-hmm.
And we try and do something new every year and exciting. And Katie and Brittany came up from Ink Up Graphics, came up with this idea to have a contest throughout Shasta County. And the contest included kids from kindergarten through senior in high school. And they were asked to draw a picture, include Cool April Nights. Our theme this year is We Back the Blue. And submit those, and we would go through them and pick a winner. And boy, did we pick a winner. The young man that won, his name is Michael Ogden. He is a junior at Foothill High School. He was named the winner. His classroom and teacher, Chris Dickey, they won $500 for their classroom.
Oh, that's great.
Second place was also a junior at Foothill High School. And forgive me, I don't remember the third place. But when you see these blue shirts walking around town and at the events and the show and shines, please take a really hard look at the back of the shirt. The car is an old-style police car. It's black and white. And when you look at the inside and the shading of this car, they are all names of fallen police officers.
Ooh.
And I get goosebumps every time I see it. This is a phenomenal drawing.
That's in the program.
It is in the program this year.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? You know, I'm just looking at those others, too. I mean, these people put some really effort.
They
did. A lot of effort into this.
They did. And we're doing a slideshow, and it will be shown inside the convention center throughout the show, so everybody can see the art that was sent to us.
That's a good idea. You know what? It's like you said, it's almost like It's almost like calligraphy at times. You know, it's kind of a dying art type thing. But this, working on this, and because cars have gotten so difficult to work on, the new cars, people don't do them, you know, unless they go through schools. We're not realizing in these older cars, you can get your, you know, get into that, and you can change it, and you can work on them, you can make them better, and you can, you know, just a restoration of them. So I just think that when you have Cool April Nights, because, you know, and it obviously touches a lot of people because you have people from all over the world. Come here?
All over, from as far away as Canada. Down in the L.A. area, we have people coming from, I believe, Kentucky, possibly Colorado. But the one thing that we as locals need to think of, there are a lot of car people here in town.
I have never seen anything like this. In the first year we were here, how many there are.
It's amazing.
It is amazing. We are over 1,400 registered right now. It'll hit the, I think it's just at 1,500. And last year we had 700 register at the door. So we're looking forward to seeing the amount of people that will be here and putting on a great show down on the cruise.
Well, especially with the cops involved this year. I mean, with the, you know, remember how we, the first year, how they did the motorcycle.
Yeah, how they came through there.
Yeah. They do that every year.
Yeah.
Reading Police Department, CHP, Sheriff's Department, Marshals, they all step in to help us. The Explorers, the CHP Explorers, they help handle the parking. We try to involve as many of those young people as we can, but we do have the backing of the police agencies, and have had for many years.
You have to. So how many people are going to be in? You have entered in the cruise, did you say?
Well, right now we're at 1,500, but registration opens up tomorrow.
Already entered for the cruise, 1,500 people.
It's not just the cruise. It's for the whole entire week.
Oh, for the whole entire week. Okay.
Yes.
Because the cruise has got hundreds of cars. I mean, it's
so much fun.
It is. But you'll see all of those cars down at the convention center.
Yeah. Wow.
So
the convention center is on this weekend.
It is.
This coming weekend. Mm-hmm. And you can go down and just see it because I've been in there before, and the way the cars are all set up and inside the Civic.
We do have an inside show, and that brings something up that I think needs mentioning. Last year it was decided that we would eliminate having the mega tent, which upset a lot of people. But I need to let those people know that tent cost $40,000 a week to set up.
Jeez.
And we have the convention center that we can use. Unfortunately, we don't have as many inside show cars as we had. But during the week, you have a lot of youth organizations that are coming in and entertaining, as well as some bands that we've hired to do as well.
$40,000 a week means a lot of money that it could be going to
back to
the kids in our back to the youth in our city. Well, you know what?
Change is good.
Which year is this now? What year are we in?
We are in our 29th year. Next year, it all started with a group of men and women who were sitting around one night and decided, let's have a car show. And from there, it's blossomed to this.
Wow.
So. Well, Debbie, next year, Carl and I, when we go FM, we are going to have our tent. We want to be out there doing a live remote.
I would love to have you there.
From the cruise, you know, waving the flag, like, woohoo, you know, we're going to put it all over our stuff. And that's where we're growing.
That would be great.
We admire people who have that stick in there and make it happen. No matter what happens around you, you got to continue on with the dream.
And we are. And I would like to give credit where credit is due. We have, if you don't mind.
We have a
wonderful group of people, like I said, that have stepped in. We are all volunteers.
Let's hear their names.
Most all of us work full-time. And we donate our time to do this because we love it. Jeff Allen is our vice president and treasurer.
Uh-huh.
Rebecca Carney, Doug's daughter, is our secretary, and she did sponsorships this year. Ken Coster, he's been involved in the show before. He has stepped up and taken over the show and shines. He's in charge of making sure that these people get the show and shines that they want. Eldon Ramsey, oh my gosh. Eldon's a member of the Shasta College Diesel Club. He has taken off 3 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And he has dedicated his being to whatever we need done. Call Eldon. He'll do it.
Do we need to ring the bell for Eldon? I think we need to ring the bell for Eldon. Okay.
There you go,
he's also Eldon. In charge of parking. Jack Latchley. Oh, Jack and I go way back. We've met when we were first freshmen in high school. He's retired from the city of Reading. And when Bob Kempley stepped down this year from doing awards, I stepped in thinking I would take that over, and then it kind of evolved and I ended up being president, which knowing that I couldn't do both jobs, I called Jack. Fortunately, he did not hang up on me. Thank you, Jack. Katie Gilman. Katie is one of our younger people that are with us. She's in charge of registration. Unfortunately, she will be stepping down this year because she's a young mom and she goes to school, and she will be coming back and helping the day of, but we will be relying on volunteers to get all those registered. Debbie Lackey, what can I say about Debbie? She's an amazing lady. She's been running Raffle City for all of these years. It brings in a tremendous amount of money to the organization, and she is stepping down, and Rhonda Hansen will be stepping into her position. Rhonda is also a board member this year. Scott Welch owns Sensations. He is also a member of We Back the Blue. Chris Gomez, he's been doing vendors.
We know Chris very well.
Yes.
Chris has a show on our station, in fact.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, wonderful.
Morning, Chris. Kelly Hayden. Kelly stepped in and took over the food vendors. She's handling all the food vendors and the vendors that come in and sell their wares. And then Robert Hansen. Robert was the voice of Cool April Nights last year. And after Doug passed away and we were reorganizing, we set him aside and said, look, we need someone to do logistics. Logistics involves putting together that entire convention center area, everything from gates to signs to tables to tents.
Big.
It's huge. He has it in his head. He's got it on paper. And he's put together a great show.
Well, you know, it's always a great show. And we're with Deborah Fox, the president of Cool April Nights.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for having me.
Who is giving a bunch of props out to everybody that works on the committee. And everyone deserves our appreciation. But we want to, also give you special appreciation to Deborah Fox. Because you put it all together.
No, actually, I didn't. And that's the big misconception. All I am is... I'm a representative of a great group of people, people who donate their time, and I sign things.
But that's okay. You still have somebody. I'm sure that they call you now and then can we do this? And you go, yes.
Yeah, or usually they call and say, hey, this is what we're going to do. Okay, you got it.
Well, great, great leaders surround themselves with great people.
I changed my middle name.
To?
Delegate.
Deborah Fox.
And you're only as good as
if
people
you have
around
not
you.
Been to a show and shine, trust me, they're all over town. You go to them. And if you've not seen the cruise, my friends, head on down to Hilltop on Friday. It's going to be a beautiful day. Get yourself out there and find a place to put yourself and your family. And so you can watch some just fantastic cars come by there. It's absolutely fabulous. Thank you so much for what you do.
Thank you. And we will see everybody on Saturday at the Convention
Center. Saturday
at the
Convention
Center. Asphalt Cowboys are cooking pancakes first thing in the morning.
Whoa. Here we go. So,
a blast.
It's going to be a great weekend.
It is.
Okay.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Okay.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
At Cypress Store Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame, plus we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Store Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Store Eyes, 722-9992.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindebach. Good morning. We've had just great news here at 25 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock on the 24th of April, 2018, and it's 52 degrees and going up to 88 today. Well, the report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. The good news is that Guy Martin, who is the facility manager here, came in and opened up the bathroom door. Which, you know what?
I was the first to use it.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I'm thinking about just taking a walk off the door. Or maybe now we have to put the sign up where it says, you know, next to it says flush until, you know, till empty. Next one, this one will say is do not or unlock door.
How many times has that happened in 10 years?
Once.
Okay. It's, you know, it's...
But still, I mean, what can it... Okay, enough of that.
Well, somebody was here last night, and
I've left messages in two or three places that I know people that were here last night. Okay, hey, we are with Sheila McLeod.
Ooh, we're so excited.
Fire Club International for our 24th annual banquet.
Yes,
and
sir.
She brought along with her Jacob Rood, who is the scholarship winner this year. Yeah, how about that?
Mr. National Anthem. I'm sorry, but I'll never forget your national anthem. You're beautiful.
Thank you.
You're beautiful to look at, and you're beautiful to hear. And you, last year, you volunteered. I've seen you for 2-3 years now where you help with the tickets, and you're out there working the floor. Yeah. Sheila, can we talk a little bit? I mean, went right to him. Did I cut right in the middle?
No, I want to hear about...
No, you just came right in and took
me
over.
Well, no, I'm curious about... We talked about this last time when we had the scholarship winner.
Mm-hmm.
Was he last year's scholarship winner?
That was Cooper Easley from Fall River High School.
Articulate guy and Forester guy.
Oh, terrific young man.
Loves to hunt turkey.
Yeah.
He killed turkey while he was
on
crutches.
Yeah, Carl was home.
Somebody came back and said, well, how's the turkey getting on crutches? And I said, I don't think it was the turkey that was on crutches. Anyway,
the turkey was expired.
let's talk a little bit first about Spark Club International and our 24th. Annual banquet, which is, by the way, filling up pretty soon. And keep your get next to the phone, people, because I'm going to give away two dinners Spark Club International this weekend at Wind River. And if you've never been to one, you need to come to one because you're going to just have a great time.
Absolutely.
So tell us a little bit about it.
Well, we're going to have a terrific live auction. We've got a cow elk hunt, buffalo hunt. Beautiful art. I've received some great metal artwork donated by Beyond Welding, and it's zebras. It's fantastic. There's a lot of other artwork and the Reno Air Races.
Mm.
Fantastic tickets to that.
Wow.
Great general drawing, and of course, always a terrific ladies' drawing, silent auction, games to play. There's just everything for everybody.
It's a fun night. It's just, I can't, you know, so And you guys do such a great job. We just had Cool April Nights on. Okay, so this is an event that you live, you all year, the preparation begins right after the event ends. You are now on to 2020.
You're on to the next one. 18, it never stops.
Well, you know, part of the thing is that if people don't know what Safari Club International is, it's a hunting organization. It's an international hunting organization.
Correct.
And that protects the rights of people who want to hunt. But it's also an environmental and conservation group, too.
And you can't have one without the other. It's two-part. And the other part to us, if many of you out there have seen our sensory safari trailer, and it is a great outreach to the kids, mm-hmm. to even the adults who love to come in and put their hands on those animals and see them up close and get a real sense of what they are. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, to right now, for our money that it's going for, that is going to have a wrap on it this week, right now. It's going to be a beautiful, one side is going to be all North American animals, this other side is going to be all African animals. It's just going to be spectacular.
You know, and it's not all about hunting either. Because let's just, you know, because it's also about the conservation side of it. And the fact is that you can go to Africa and there's photo safaris.
Yes.
That come through there also. Yes. So, so many things going on, and we're filling up.
We are. We're going
to. At Wind River, and there's only like
18 spaces left.
18 spaces left, and I'm going to give away two of them. Or does mm-hmm. that count?
That'll be part of it.
If you want to go to the Safari Club International and join all of us there this Saturday evening, you give us a call. Second caller gets two tickets, and these tickets are worth
$90.
$90. You can come there, and that includes dinner and watching a great MC entertain you, plus the fact of seeing all the great things that happen. So give us a call, 605-4567, for this Saturday evening at 5:30. It starts around, I guess, around 5 or 5:30.
5 o'clock.
Yeah, dinner, doors open.
Dinner around, starting around 6:30.
Yeah, events. But there's so many things going on. 605-4567, free tickets, $90 worth of tickets right here for the second caller.
Second caller.
I'm going second caller today.
Hey, you know, I'd like to throw this to Jacob for a minute, and because, you know, we talk about the youth. How long have you been involved with Safari Club International?
I have been involved with Safari Club International for pretty much as long as I can remember. My grandpa is a member, and I've been involved helping with the safari trailer to helping with the banquets from since I could walk, pretty much.
So let's talk about as a kid growing up, and how old are you now? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 18.
Okay, so kid growing up, and, you know, as we go and we get into, you know, high school and people, you know, that you have advocate groups and people who maybe are, so you've stayed steadfast in your, what do you do? What's your favorite sport?
I play basketball.
Okay, you play basketball. But as far as the Safari Club, do you hunt with your grandpa?
I do. I love to spend time with my family, whether it's my grandpa, whether it's my grandma, my dad, and my mom and my sister. I love
so
to
you're
hunt
tight
with
your family.
Everybody. Yeah, it's definitely, to me, it's more than just hunting. It's spending time with family and becoming closer.
And so when you guys go out, what do you pheasant hunt? Do you squirrel hunt? Do you dove hunt? Do you, what's your deal?
We do pretty much everything, but it depends on the person. With my grandparents, we love to go squirrel hunting and, you know, rabbit hunting down with family. And then with my dad, it's mainly deer hunting, and then just kind of whatever we can get our hands on.
Now, the people that get the scholarships here, this is the scholarship is for people who are getting a degree in something that has to do with wildlife.
Okay, I'm going to step in here with that one. This year, you know, every year we get out to the schools, get our information out, and, you know, hopefully our counselors are working hard to find those students. And this year we're very disappointed that we did not receive a single applicant from any of the local high schools here. And so it's not a good sign for us. It feels like somebody's not working hard enough to help these kids. There's $1,000 out there. And this year we're not going to let it sit there.
Right.
And we selected Jacob, not because he's family, but because he is an excellent student, a great character reference for anybody out there. He's a fantastic young man. He's going to be majoring in nutrition and medicine, and he wants to be a PA. And I'll let him tell you how he wants to use this to the benefit of all of us.
Let us know here, Jake.
Well, when you look at nutrition sciences and medicine and hunting rights, they aren't really intertwined at first glance. But anymore, it's common practice for your medical care provider to talk to you and to have conversations with you about guns and about everything that goes along with that and your rights to ensure safe practices and things like that. And I guess it boils down to environment and to creating an environment which is pro-hunting and pro-gun rights rather than constricting rights and constricting hunting rights. Because so often you go to your doctor or anybody, your lawyer, anybody like that, and they're against them. And you need both sides of the argument to be presented. And I want to present the hunting side because I think that's right.
I think it's important. Okay.
So Jacob. I'm curious when we come back, because of your age, I mean, do you have these conversations? We got to take a break. I know we do have to take a break. And love, because, you know, it's a very topical right now. And like you said, Sheila, we live in an environment here in Shasta County where kids, I mean, is there a block between the teachers and kids that are looking for money to go to college?
I don't know.
So we have to figure that one out. And then I want to talk to Jacob a little bit about, you know, do you have volatile and very lively conversations with your classmates about gun rights and what hunting is for you and those who are against it and all that? And we'd love to hear that because, you know, we're all a family of pro. But and so I just am curious from your age group. We're going to take a break here right now. KCNR 1460, we're talking about Shasta Safari Club. What is it called again? Safari Club International. And the big banquet that's happening this weekend. We're going to be there. We hope you join us too. KCNR 1460. Hey!
Are back. It's Bulls and Barrels, Wednesday, May 16th, as Wranglers and Leather meet up with the toughest cowboys, the baddest bulls, the talent and grace of barrel racers, and the insanity of chuck wagon races. A full night of extreme bull riding, WPRA barrel racing, chuck wagon races, and a little mutton busting thrown in for the little tykes. Opening night of Reading Rodeo will be a night of thrills, danger, and excitement as guys, girls, and kids match up for this wild and gritty event. Book your tickets now at readingrodeo.com or the Rodeo Ticket Office. Hurry, this show will sell out.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, owner of Powerhouse Solar. I'm here with Jeb Allen, owner of Palomar Homes, and we're here at the Salt Creek Heights subdivision.
We're very fortunate to be involved with Powerhouse as they do such a great job on the installation. It's clean, it's simple, it's a no-brainer. The first 34 home buyers in Salt Creek subdivision comes with a solar setup already.
The thing that to me is exciting is that each home has the ability to turn their home into a zero-energy home. And they can be part of making this a zero-energy community. The system that we're installing, up to 10 panels, will eliminate all of the kilowatt-hour usage of that home. And if they add a pool, if they add an electric car in the future, then at that point they can add more solar to offset those loads as well.
We've already recognized quite a bit of savings by using SunPower and Powerhouse Solar.
If you'd like more information on Salt Creek Heights and how Powerhouse Solar can zero out your energy bill, call 275-5600 today.
Hey, you getting hungry?
Yeah, hungry as a bear.
Oh, yes, the eternal question. What's for lunch?
Fast food?
Nah, I want something that didn't come in a bag.
Someplace fancy.
No, I want a place that has a down-home atmosphere, serves good portions, and has consistently good food.
My friend, you just described Black Bear Diner. They started just up the road in Mount Shasta. They have carried that feeling of home-cooked meals at a great price to more than 100 locations.
They're on Hilltop Drive in Redding. What's that?
It's time to feed the inner bear.
Black Bear Diner.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Black.
You don't know where to go to. Why don't you go? Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios, but we're going to be up to 88 today. And tomorrow, 89. Thursday is going to be 83. Friday, we have a little bit chance of showers. But you know, you have to have cool April nights with showers. It's just kind of like, it's the anticipation of the whole thing. Anyway, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
And we're here with Sheila McLeod from Safari Club International, the Reading chapter. And we're talking about the 24th annual banquet. And Rudy, congratulations. You won two tickets to the Safari Club International's 24th annual banquet right down at Wind River this Saturday night. And, of course, we're also talking to Jacob Rood, who was their scholarship, or is their scholarship winner, because he's a hunter, he's bright, he supports what's going on in the community, in our hunting community, and as Linda says, he's got a beautiful voice. So,
multi-talented.
But the big thing is that he's a young man who is the kind of young man that will give the other side of the issue, because we have so many young people saying, oh, no, we just, you know, guns are bad. Well, guns aren't bad. People are bad. You know, guns are just a tool, like a hammer.
Some people are bad.
I'm just saying the people that use them, that use them incorrectly or use them in a bad manner, they're bad people. In Canada, yesterday, a guy takes his van and kills 10 people driving down the street. Now, to me, he kills 10 people and somebody shoots 7 people. I don't see the people being so upset about this van that they want to go after not only the man that drove it, but they also want to go after the van company and the National Auto Association, you know, or these things. Do you understand that? I mean, you understand it.
Yeah, I think that people would like an scapegoat, and guns is an easy thing to place blame on. Mm-hmm. But in reality, if a bad person wants to harm another person or kill another person, they're going to find a way to do it. And just not having access to guns isn't going to change that.
I think that people need to understand that we've got a problem with mental health, mental illness here, and we need to work on that. But now we're getting to a political side, and that's not what this is about. Safari Club International is not about that. This banquet this weekend is going to be great. And you've got a girls' table or ladies' table.
Ladies' table. Ladies' beautiful drawing, you know, dishware, jewelry, purses, wonderful stuff. And a great gun, the Weatherby Camilla in a 243. And a perfect gun for a lady. But all kinds. You have our gun list, and it's a fabulous gun list.
I can't even begin to go through all these.
There
isn't a bad one in the group.
No, there isn't.
Let me put it that way, that they've got anything from, like you just heard, to a Ruger American with a Vortex crossfire scope and caliber of your choice in the safe.
The safe, there's going to be 3 guns in that safe. It's going to be the whole hog.
And that's what it is, a Savage 300 Hog Hunter, a Ruger Blackhawk in .44 caliber,
yep,
and a Remington 870 in 12-gauge. So all of that you could use for one hog.
One little ticket.
One little ticket there. Golden Boy, Springfields, A-Bolt, Remingtons, Marlins,
again, Henry Big Boy and a 44 mag. I tell you what, it is your opportunity. Oh, that's just the first page. Then there's the there's more. There's a 300 progressive reloading set.
Oh yeah.
You know, is that the raffle?
Or is that's that 300 special raffle. Buy $300 in tickets, and you get a ticket for either a pistol table, a rifle table, or the reloading set.
Oh,
you have your choice.
Wow. And then you get a Squirrel Hunt Ruger 1022 stainless takedown.
Okay, put your tongue back in your mouth. All right. But the reality is that this is a really fun night, and and everybody seems to leave with something.
Yes, and that includes all the kids who come from the 11 and unders. They get bags with goodies and BB guns and fishing poles.
Yeah,
and for the
kids.
12
bring
to 17s, they go home with bags of goodies and gift cards. And they also have a free drawing for a rifle and a shotgun. So it's a great, great opportunity for these kids to get into hunting. And we also will have a COSC. Campership that we're auctioning off that night. And that's for anybody who hasn't gotten their hunter safety course. This is a camp for that. And it's a great opportunity.
So how are you doing with ticket sales? And let's do talk about if you have tickets left.
Have about 16 tickets now.
16 tickets left.
Now, we had 252. Carl gave away two. 16 tickets left. We'd love to sell out. We have seating for 270.
That's right, and the and for you know when you come in there, it's like $90 for a couple, or you could I think it's $300 for a sponsor.
$350 for a sponsor package.
Yeah, $350 for a sponsor package, and that gets you what?
That gets you a 1 in 5 chance for a sponsor gun at the end of the evening, and I believe that's going to be a Ruger this year.
And you also get, you see, 2 dinner tickets, $400 in drawing tickets, and a 1 in 5 sponsored gun ticket, limited to the first 60 sold.
Yes.
Excellent.
We have not sold out on that yet.
Oh, okay. So you've still got a chance for that one. You've got drawing tickets, $120 worth for $100.
Yes.
A donor table is $880, includes 8 dinner tickets, 800 drawing tickets, and 2 1-in-5 sponsor gun tickets.
At this point, with 4 or 5 days left, it's important that you call in to get your tickets. You want to call Larry McLeod at 474-5075 or Scott Borg at 221-4650.
Now we're pushing this, and there's because this is third or fourth time that we've had somebody from SCI, and here's the reason why. I love to hunt. Linda likes to hunt. We have a lot of friends that like to hunt.
I like to go squirrel hunting.
That's
my deal.
I said, that's yours. I mean, you look, it's like, oh. But here's the thing is that many times that people don't realize that all the hunting and fishing licenses, like I love to fish too, is go back for the environment. They go back into making sure we have the conservation areas, that we have the fish that are there and the deer and the bear, all of these. That's where the money goes to. Millions and millions of dollars that would not go into this to save these animals.
Ask a person who doesn't hunt or fish how much they give to conservation, and it'll be nothing.
And then you look at the different organizations that have that are throughout the United States which have saved the flyways for the geese and the ducks and all that. So this is why. Even if if you don't hunt, just going out and buying a hunting license,
it's a great chance for you and your family to get together, to have a special time together. It isn't necessarily what you bring home. It's what you do out there together.
That's right.
They call it hunting. It's not taking, as I have proven so many times out there. I have proven so many times that. And in fact, one time I was going out, probably the fourth time in a week after hogs, and Linda goes, "You taking your rifle this time?" I had to go all the way back to the house, get my rifle, come all the way back. She said, "Got your ammunition?" I said, "I got my ammo." Even if I hadn't had it, I was going to say I had it. But I did have my ammo.
Start throwing rocks.
Well, I might as well be. I might as well be just going out there and just roll around in corn and let them come to me and lick it off. Because I'll never, anyway. Okay. That's this Saturday. You can still get tickets. There's only like 18 left, though. 16 left.
We gave 2 to Rudy.
Yeah, that's right. 16 left, 474-5075, or Scott at 221-4650. And Jacob Rude, thank you so much for what you're doing for the young side here, who is the scholarship recipient of $1,000. to help with his college education.
Yeah, congratulations. Absolutely. And we wish you the best on becoming a PA. That's really a powerful place to be to help people. Sometimes we see PAs way more than we see our doctors.
A lot of times you don't even know that, you walk in, I just think they're doctors.
We've had a wonderful time all this time with Jacob being part of our group. Cooper has joined us from last year. He's part of the committee now.
Oh, that's cool.
We had parents come to us from our 2013 recipient and thank us again. Their son was just graduating from South Dakota State.
Oh, man.
That's great.
So it's the rewards are there.
Okay. You know what?
Absolutely.
That's absolutely fabulous.
Well, we're going to reach out next year and make sure that we're going to find out what's going on here with the scholarship.
Yeah,
we'll
see if we can.
So this year on a positive note, congratulations.
Yeah, Jacob.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break. We're going to come right back to Haven Humane. We'll be right back.
Community Talk Radio from the North State, AM 1460, KCNR, Shasta, Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump issuing a stern warning to Iran. A few minutes ago, Mr. Trump was asked about the Iranian president's threat to restart Iran's nuclear program.
You can mark it down. They restart their nuclear program, they will have bigger problems than they have ever had before.
Iran's president threatens to restart the program if the U.S. abandons the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers. And as he welcomed French President Macron to the White House this morning, President Trump said the French leader's visit comes at a critical time for the U.S.-France alliance. And Mr. Trump thanked Macron for France's partnership on Syria. The suspect in the Toronto van attack has been charged with 10 counts of first-degree murder. Alec Manazian was allegedly driving the van that mowed down pedestrians on a busy sidewalk yesterday, killing 10 people and injuring 15. President Trump offering condolences.
I also want to express our deepest sympathies to the Canadian people following the horrendous tragedy in Toronto that claimed so many innocent lives. Our hearts are with the grieving families in Canada.
The attacker's motive is still not clear. A 4% jump in new home sales last month.
The Commerce Department says sales last month were at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $694,000. For the first 3 months of the year, sales are running 10.3% higher than a year ago. The March increase was driven almost entirely by a 28.3% leap in sales in the West. New home purchases rose slightly in the South, fell in the Midwest, and plunged in the Northeast.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. On Wall Street, stocks drifting lower this hour. The Dow's down 41 points. And the S&P is off 4. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story. My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
The Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that U.S. copyright law confers the right to sue only on humans.
The court ruled in a case over selfies taken by a monkey with an unattended camera back in 2011 in Indonesia. The decision upheld a lower court ruling in favor of David Slater, the photographer whose camera was borrowed. The group People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals had sought financial control of the popular photos to make sure any revenues benefited the crested macaque who snapped the selfies. Slater argued that his company, Wildlife Personalities LTD, owned worldwide commercial rights. Bob Agnew reporting.
A report by a British-based conservation group says rising Chinese demand for products made from elephant skin is driving poaching and posing an even greater threat to Asia's wild herds than the ivory trade. The group Elephant Family says a threat is currently the greatest in Myanmar. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The White House standing behind Veterans Affairs nominee Dr. Ronny Jackson's confirmation hearing has been delayed.
Dr. Ronny Jackson's nomination is in jeopardy over growing questions about his qualifications to manage the government's second largest department. But the White House is publicly supporting Jackson, who is President Trump's doctor and a Navy Rear Admiral. A spokesman notes that Jackson has served as a physician to three U.S. presidents and that he has a record of strong, decisive leadership and is exactly what's needed at the VA. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Police in Los Angeles say a suspect who opened fire, killing one person after a house fire in Los Angeles, appears to have suffered a self-inflicted gunshot wound. L.A. police say the suspect was taken into custody after holding himself up a Tuesday morning for 2 hours inside of the burned home. Police say one person had been killed but provide no further details. Again on Wall Street, the Dow down 17. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday, a makeup day here in the studios of Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. The news is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Hey, you know what? They have a brand new selection of very, very select cigars. And these are ones that you need to go down there and take a look. I know there's a lot of people belong to the Grindstone, and they have these other people like to buy presents for people that like to smoke a good cigar. Well, they have special selections right now down at Tobacco and Brew.
Shelly got, when she went to the cigar show back in, I don't know where it was on the East Coast, and met somebody who has exclusives, and so they developed a friendship, and so that person is like sending her a box of this and a box of that. So that's what I'm talking about, special. Good morning, everybody. Currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. I think that's the weather update, Bob, right? Where are we?
Yeah, we're at 55.
Well, okay, I keep thinking that's going to move higher because our temperatures today will be high of 88. So we have a 30-degree climb happening between now and, I'm not sure, probably 2-ish. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows of around 58. Wednesday calls for a sunny day with high near 89. And Wednesday night's mostly clear with a low of 57. Thursday calls for mostly sunny with a high near 83. And Thursday night's partly cloudy with around 52. And Friday, okay, now it's cool April nights, but we have about a 20% chance of showers. Does pull anybody back? Because bring it on. Friday night, chance of showers and mostly cloudy of around 50. Saturday calls for, again, chance of showers with a partly sunny with a high near 69. Sunday night and Sunday is 69 as well. So the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Bowen Jewelry brings us this segment of the show at 2225 Hilltop Drive. In fact, they're going to have a great spot right there for the cruise this Friday. But if you're looking for outstanding jewelry at really fair prices, it's Four Winds Jewelry, one of the few full-service jewelry stores in Reading. Four Winds Jewelry, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, so last Tuesday of the month. If that's the case, we have Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and his smiley face that he always brings in here. Look at it. It's almost a smile. And you know what? Linda made a point of saying, you know what? I haven't seen Mark. I haven't been there for the show. I've got to go see him.
Ah.
So
well,
there
good
you go. There you are.
Thanks, Linda. It's good to see
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And so, and then you brought with you.
Yes, I brought April Lummis, our Director of Development.
Good morning, April.
In a countdown, the final countdown.
Before her wedding on Sunday.
So excited.
This Sunday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't even believe it because Dan is the painter, Eagle Eye Painter.
Eagle Eye Painting. By the way, is doing outstanding
amazing job. Can't wait. We just want to tell you, if you're looking for a painter, get him booked up now because I know it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, he's booking up now. We're talking a lot about him.
And so April and Dan are marrying on Sunday, and congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All before this Sunday, and you seem calm and collected.
Yes.
And Dan's walking around in a daze.
He is.
Holding his stomach, going, ugh.
Maybe that's why he's been sick. It's my Lanta ribbon. Nervous.
I don't understand why.
He was calm last week, but I think maybe it just is hitting him, like, because...
Uh-oh.
Well, no, I mean, it was, you know...
Don't say that.
Well, you know what? It's an exciting... And very detail-oriented.
Yes.
Well, you know what? You should do what Linda did to me. She shot me with a deer tranquilizer. and then took me to Mexico and married me. And then she brought me back and it was over.
Good times.
She goes, here you go, my little chili pepper. So yeah.
She should have just stopped with the deer tranquilizer.
Yeah.
No prenup here. And so, good morning and both, and welcome because you know how much we love Haven Humane and we think what you do is very noble. We do. I know you're laughing at me, but I do think...
No, I'm laughing at your husband.
It's very noble what you do because of the fact that every community must have a humane society. And that you have animals that are neutered and strays, and people just drop their pets off like they're like leftover, you know, Pampers. Just toss them. And you provide such a wonderful place to take care of those unwanted pets or ones that are ready to be adopted. And the list goes on. So you're here today to share with our listeners all the good things that you're doing.
Absolutely.
Can we start with something that is really big?
Sure.
This one right here. Unless you wanted to do that at another time.
What? The... Dog licensing clinic?
No, the one underneath it.
Kitten nursery.
Put your glasses on.
Well, you were pointing at the other one.
I was not. I had my finger right here. It's just that you've got to have your glasses on.
Yeah, we could start. Absolutely, we can start with the kitten nursery. So the kitten nursery was completed. We're super excited. We are ordering all the equipment to put in there. We will be putting cats in the cat isolation room, which is part of the kitten nursery, this week more than likely, or next week, early next week. And then we should be able to put kittens as soon as we get some of the equipment in. We had some wonderful Girl Scouts that did the project for, they're basically like totes that you would have, like storage totes. And they cut off the tops and they put a mesh on there and they cut a hole in the side to put a plug through. So we're going to use those for the neonatals, so the 0 to about 4 weeks probably. So they actually made those for us and made some great blankets in their form, mats that they had made. And they brought those and dropped those off yesterday. So they made 16 of those for us, which is great. So they brought those yesterday. And we're going to be ordering the kennels either yesterday or today.
Which Girl Scout troop, or was it a whole bunch of different ones?
Oh, gosh, I should know this, but I don't. It's actually three Girl Scouts that are doing their Silver Award.
Okay.
And so they're going to be helping out a little bit. One of them has been a Camp Love a Pet Kid for a long time, Micah. So,
okay.
Those three ladies did fantastic work, along with their families, because it was definitely a family group effort. But so we got those. We'll be ordering the kennels soon. We'll be hiring for the staff. Shortly, hopefully we're going to do interviews probably after Pet Fest, if not before, but probably after Pet Fest. So that's out on Indeed.com. So if you're looking to do bottle babies at night, then we're going to be hiring 4 part-time people for that. We do have Kiva, who is our new kitten nursery coordinator, who's been working with us now for a little over a month, kind of just learning about Haven and the process and stuff. And so she will be running the kitten nursery part of it.
Okay. Well, let's talk about that. You said there's going to be cats in the isolation room. Are those ones that are pregnant?
We just moved. When we built a new building, we built 2 isolation rooms off the kitten nursery wing. And so one is going to be just our regular cat isolation room. So it's bigger, and it allows us to treat more of the cats.
Okay, these are cats that have been injured or sick.
Cats that are sick. Most of them are going to be upper respiratory infection. Okay. And most of them are going to be cats that either came in sick or got sick when they were at the adoption center. Because normally we will leave cats that are sick where they're at in the shelter building. But if they get sick at the adoption center, then we take them out of there. And that way we can put them in there. And we treat them and then we put them back up to the adoption center.
Okay. So now how many kitties can you handle?
We're not sure yet. We're working on that. It's going to be kind of trial and error on that. We're going to have to really work out with the staffing, see how many volunteers we get, how long it's really going to take to feed a litter. But we're hoping to save 150 extra kittens/cats this year by utilizing that building, and we think that's a very realistic goal, and then just kind of growing from there. We're hoping that we can grow the foster program as well, and through all of that, we'll be able to save a lot more cats moving forward, and that was the goal of the building. So, yeah, we're excited about it. It came out really great. Gifford did a fantastic job. Gifford Construction did that, and we had a bunch of subcontractors that helped out. That have just done an amazing job on the building. So.
Well, I can't wait to go through it and see it. And so we can get an idea of how it works and all that. But this is a way of taking care of a bunch of kittens and then give them a shot at life, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We're here with Mark Story and April Loomis from Haven Humane. And we're going to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is where Linda and I buy our firearms. And the reason we do this is customer service. It's locally owned, locally operated. John and Sarah started this business about the same time we began the radio station. We've all been kind of like intertwined since then. 2539 Larkspur. This is just a place where you can go where you feel welcome. Nobody's talking down to you. The professionals they have in there, they've had in there a long time. And veterans, you get discounts at Bastiani Arms. They also have classes in concealed carry and hunter safety. Really good classes. Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back after these messages.
At Cypress Store Eyes on Cypress Avenue, we specialize in personalized service, quality eye care, and competitive prices. Make your appointment today and receive 50% off your frame. Plus, we'll give you a second pair of glasses absolutely free. Cypress Store Eyes is your locally owned eye care professional. We accept all current doctor's prescriptions, all major credit cards, offer a military discount, and do your insurance paperwork. See our store for complete details. Cypress Store Eyes, 722-9992.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Redding rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th stake feed and rodeo tickets online at RedingRodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Foothill Distributing, McConnell Foundation, and California Highway Patrol.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new vines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Start saving money now. The cool April night sale is here at Redding Kia.
Get 0% financing for 75 months on 2018 Kia Sorento, highest ranked midsize SUV in 2017, and 2018 Kia Forte, highest ranked compact car in 2017.
0% for 75 months. It's just like cash on 2018 Kia Sportage and 2018 Kia Optima. Try zero down on credit approval.
Get huge customer cashback deals on every new Kia and terrific offers on the 51 MPG 2018 Kia Niro, highest ranked small SUV in 2017.
Never pay for an oil change or tire rotation for as long as you own your new Kia. The cool April night sale is here. You're invited.
0% financing for 75 months at $1,333 per thousand finance through KMF. Not all buyers will qualify. Take a test drive, make a great deal, and start saving now.
Ends 4/30. For JD Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Start saving money now.
Redding Kia, reddingkia.com.
I'm Dr. Nancy Sutton Pierce, the host of the Conscious Living Show, every Saturday, 11 to noon, here on KCNR 1460. You'll laugh, cry, and perhaps be shocked by my frank and honest conversations. I often team up with my husband, Dr. Mark Pierce, and no one makes me squirm or giggle quite like he can. We are the yin-yang, east-west, of most topics, yet you can always feel the love and respect between us. Visit DrNancySuttonPierce.com to keep this conversation going.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Nabat. We're talking about, we're plumping the lips up right now.
And, well, you know, it's wedding. We started thinking about, you know, like it's like the big thing.
We were talking about it. We were talking about it for Mark, I thought.
Yeah.
No, Mark. Mark's lips are okay, I guess. What?
Yeah, I don't think they need to be any fuller.
You don't think you need to take any of that fuller or that yeah, Botox no. or any of that stuff?
Wrestling. I use this surrounded a lot by women
portion,
energy.
This portion of the show is brought to
he
you.
He handles it well.
I don't know who to say it's brought to you by anymore. Yes, I do. I'm talking about our friends over at North State Security. North State Security, they're starting their 50th year. That's right, their 50th year in the business. It started by Lance Beck's dad. And they have just continued to expand and grow because they provide outstanding service. They provide trained officers that are trained in not only coming and protecting your property, but how about de-escalating things that are happening? You know, a lot of times, you know, somebody will come in and the person they're trying to move from the business will start getting screaming and all this. Well, they're trained on de-escalating any type of situation. Not only that, they have a program that they can be at your business or your home in 10 minutes or less. Think about that. 10 minutes or less. And it is very inexpensive. It's very cost. It's not costly at all. I'm trying to think if it's very. It's the price
cost
point.
Effective.
It's cost effective. Thank you. And price point is great. That's North State Security. 243-0295. North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and April Loomis, his development
director.
Director. And we're here talking because the main thing we're talking about during the break is because April's getting married to a friend of ours. Well, they're both friends of ours this Aww. Weekend to Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. Who's doing all of our offices and studios, doing a great job.
We'll have a big open house, and you guys will be here, and Ooh. We'll be like, well, they did this.
You know what?
Like
this is appropriate. This is appropriate for since you know you're all getting married, and for Dan's the cat altering special. They've received a grant
altered.
From PetSmart Charities Foundation, which allows spaying and neutering for just $25.
You're killing me.
Come on, that was funny, right? You're getting married, and then you're having a cat altering special. Dan,
if you're listening, I'm sorry.
Kismet.
I wasn't talking about you, Dan. Of course,
you're a very lucky man, Dan.
Yeah.
Yes, we do. PetSmart Charities Foundation gave us a grant this year again for altering cats. It's going to alter 1,500 cats. They need to be owned cats, which is great. So just call 241-1658 to make an appointment. If you don't get through, leave a message. They will call you back within 24 hours, and they will set up the appointment for you. So it's just $25, and that's going to be a spay or a neuter of a cat. So please,
many,
if you have a cat.
How many cats can you bring in? Like, say you have, like, four cats. Can you bring them all
Yeah,
in?
Just call and schedule. It'll depend on the schedule. So they will talk to you there at 241-1658. So,
that's
yes,
a great
please
deal.
Take advantage of it. Yes, absolutely. We want people to take advantage of that. So
$25. Make sure that but they're own cats. They're not feral cats. These
Correct.
Aren't ones you find. These are your pet cats.
Correct.
Okay. And you're going to keep that going until all 1,500 spots is used.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And then we've got Second Tuesday coming up in May. It's going to be Tuesday, May 8th, and it's going to be at Carlene's from 5 to 9 p.m. So Carlene's used to be Gironda's. Now it's Carlene's. It's changed the menu a little bit. The food is fantastic, and the service always is top-notch. So Carlene's is located at 1100 Center Street. If you haven't been there since they've changed it, please go out and check it out. It's fantastic. And if you go May 8th between 5 and 9, bring some friends. They've agreed to donate a portion of the proceeds to Haven to help us with the animals. So
that's great.
Yes, another local business helping out the community, which is what this community is all about.
Carlene's always been a person that helps a lot of people.
Yes,
and it's she is. I mean, she's opened another restaurant, I think, up in Dunsmere or Mount Shasta, someplace up there also. So I mean, she's a very busy lady.
Yeah, the food is fantastic. So come on out, have some fun, and help the animals in return.
Empty the shelter.
Yeah, so this is in conjunction with PetFest, and we'll talk about PetFest. That's actually what April's going to talk about, but I'll talk about the Empty the Shelter. So May 5th is our PetFest. We'll talk more about that. So that's our big open house day. We're going to have a big carnival event, and April will talk about that. But also that day, the Bissell Pet Foundation is sponsoring Empty the Shelter event, and that will be again on May 5th. All adoption fees will be paid 100% by the Bissell Pet Foundation. So during that event last year, we actually adopted in one day the highest adoption rate of all participating shelters, and we want to beat that this year. We didn't succeed in emptying the shelter, but we're hoping to do better this year and empty the shelter as much as we possibly can. So if you've been looking to adopt an animal, a cat or a dog, May 5th is the day to do it. What we do ask is that people come in and fill out an application beforehand. Mm-hmm. So we're open 11 to 5 Monday through Saturday, 11 to 7 on Wednesdays. So if you can come in before next Saturday the 5th, get an application, get it filled out, get it pre-approved, you can come in, you can pick out a dog or cat.
I cannot believe it's the 5th next week.
I can't either. So we really want to thank Bissell Pet Foundation. The woman that runs Bissell Vacuums is a huge animal person, and she does this every single year and saves just thousands and thousands of lives. And it means a lot to the shelters because now the adoption is paid for. The people get to adopt these animals and you put them in a loving forever home, and it's fantastic.
And a lot of times people that want to adopt an animal, you know, it's just a lot of things sometimes are tough. Not that they can't take care of the animal.
But, right.
You know, that this is, you know, your regular adoption fee you could, you know, can impact on. Now, here's the question. Can they come down and reserve a dog?
No.
Okay.
No. Absolutely not.
You just got to come down, make, you know, fill out the paperwork, and that day find it.
Right. So, and that leads me to another topic. So, stuff the bus. So, we are once again partnering with KRCR, Crown Motors, and some other places to stuff the bus. And this year for spring, it's going to be food for the needy. They work with Salvation Army, so all this food stays local. So we have a barrel in our adoption center. To bring in non-perishable human food. I always have to say human food because people assume that it's pet food. But non-perishable human food. If you bring in any non-perishable human food right now through May 5th, we will take $50 off the adoption fee of any cat or dog for you. So help out the community. Adopt an animal. So if you see a dog or cat that you really want that you're afraid you might not get on May 5th for the free adoption day, come on in. It's $50 off right now if you just bring in a can of goods. And we also ask that when people come in on May 5th with this event that is going to be a free adoption, please bring in some non-perishable food to help us stuff the bus, too. You know, you're getting a free adoption. We hope that people will bring in some food to help out this community. So, and, you know, Captain Tim over at Salvation Army does a great job helping this community and helping those in need. And we want to support him, too. So, again, more organizations supporting this community and keeping this community strong, which is what's really, really important. So, stuff the bus and empty the shelters. Two events we got going on right now.
All at the same time as Pet Fest.
Yeah.
Pet Fest.
Wow.
So, Mark, I know Carl doesn't ask you this question because guys don't really ask guys these questions, and I don't understand why. But, you know, so now you've been at the helm, CEO of Haven Humane, for how long?
Just over 5 years.
So that's really flown by because it feels like two.
Some days it feels like two, some days it feels like 50, but yes.
Yes. So there's been so much really positive movement since you've been at the helm. The no kill and the kitty nursery and the list goes on. What has it meant for you? Would you say, you know, at the end of the day, that you would say, what was your one-liner about your 5 years at Haven?
Oh, gosh.
I mean, it's got to be a one-liner. Just, you know, sometimes the best person that comes out is the best.
That's a tough one, though, Linda. I think that our success is a perfect example of why this community is strong. Because our success is not from me or from April or from anybody at Haven by themselves. It's from this whole community working together to save these animals' lives. And I think that's really, really important. We would never have committed to being no kill without this community support. We would have never built a kitten nursery without this community support. And that's the biggest reason. We have an amazing team at Haven, and the team grows bigger every single day, every single year. You guys have been a big part of our team since long before I got there. And there are people all throughout this community, our adopters, our sponsors, our donors, our volunteers are absolutely amazing. Our staff is wonderful. Our board of directors, our community partners, the adopters, the fosters, the rescues. I mean, it literally does take the whole community to do this. And I've said that since day one. We can't do what we want to do by ourselves, and it takes a community. And so, you know, that's what I'm thankful for. At the end of the day, I'm thankful that we do have the support of this community and that we are moving forward as a community and we're saving more animals' lives every single day. And that's the reason.
That's a great
long sentence.
No, it isn't. And Mark Story from Haven Humane, CEO of Haven Humane. Oh, we're going to take a quick break here on KCNR1460.com. We'll be back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention. Since 1968.
Real people, real winners. Thanks to you, our loyal guests, Wind River Resort and Casino is celebrating 25 years at the river. Prepare yourself for incredible entertainment, promotions, prizes, giveaways, gaming, food, and fun all month long. Over $100,000 in prizes. Don't miss your opportunity to win a tiny house RV. So grab your friends and come celebrate 25 years at the river with us, May 1st through the 31st. There's so much going on. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Thank you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Bott. Good morning, everybody. It's 8:33 in the morning. 58 degrees, going up to 88 today. It's going to be beautiful today, tomorrow. Thursday is going to start, maybe in the evening it's going to start clouding up, and Friday a chance of rain, but it's not going to interfere at all with the cool April night's cruise. It will be up in the mountains where Ted and I will be turkey hunting. Probably get blown out of there because we're up turkey hunting.
Well, we hope
this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. No,
Shasta
it's not.
Regional Medical Center, located in the heart of downtown Reading, recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety Excellence Award. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community's choice.
Yeah, two for one on that one.
Yep.
Hey, we're here with Mark Storch, CEO of Haven Humane, and April Loomis, charge of his development. Well, charge of his development. Charge of development.
Someday.
I'm sorry. The development director over at Haven Humane. There's so many things going on. I've got to point this out. You know, you really had nice things to say about Mark and Haven Humane. The thing is that under Mark's tutelage, under his care, under his leadership, they've gone no kill with the dogs. And they're approaching that with the cats. Yes. So, God, that's an uphill climb.
Yes.
Those little devils are out there just reproducing like crazy. And the way we fix that is, if they're feral cats, we capture them, bring them in, have them neutered, and take them right back out. And I hear people are doing that. I've heard people talking about it, not here on the show, but in other places. But we got other things going.
We do. We have Pet Fest coming up on May 5th, Cinco de Mayo. And in keeping up with the theme, we're going to have street tacos provided by Heartline's Westmex. They're going to cater for us. They're going to do churros. Anderson Rotary, they were kind enough to do all the alcohol for us. We're going to have margaritas. We're going to have wine. We're going to have beer. Billy and Patrick from Q97 are going to be there. We're going to have For the Love of Pie. We have over 30 vendors this year, which was really amazing. We actually had people reaching out to us, wanting to come, wanting to be there, sell their goods and services. It's going to be a great time. So
and
bring
where,
out the kids and the
where
family.
Is it?
It's going to be actually at Haven Humane Society on site.
Okay.
We're turning our entire grounds into a huge carnival.
How much fun.
Yeah, and it's free to the public.
And what time does that start on the 5th?
It is noon to 5.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Got a whole lot of things going that day, buddy.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
It is. We're going to have splash dogs. Anderson Canine's going to come out and do some demonstrations. We're going to have the Wes Mutster Family Dog Show. So if you want to dress up like your dog, we're doing look-alike contests. We're doing a peanut butter eating contest. So
is this for dogs and people?
Dogs and people. Well, sort of.
I think only the dog eats the peanut butter.
Only the dogs eat the peanut butter.
I mean, we'll have plenty of peanut butter. Yeah. I mean, if
we're gonna
anybody wants to really join, but
you know, I remember that one time to you move the day. You know, remember it used to be
in June,
and we were there one day. It was
with the grandkids,
so hot. That,
yeah.
You know what? Everybody was using the pool.
That was the day that we set the heat record. It was like 113 that day. It was like the first weekend in June, and I'm like, we're never doing it in June.
And you get, you know, you get a like a an icy or the snow cones. It would last like 33 seconds. It would just melt in your hand. The ice would just go away. And it was like, oh.
I think it was a little bit longer than that, but not much.
Not
it was
much
hot.
More.
Yeah.
It was hot.
So we've been doing it in May.
It's great.
And it's been really good. And we really hope that we get a lot of people to come out. It's free to get in. Parking will obviously be limited, but we have parking. So park out front. We have the fields that we're going to be parking in and stuff. So we will have parking for folks. Bring your dogs. You know, as long as they're vaccinated and they're friendly, bring your dogs. This is an event we want people to bring their dogs.
You want them on leash, too.
We want them on leash. Absolutely,
please.
They have to be on leash. We are going to have a dog licensing clinic as well as a vaccination clinic that day as well. So that's going to be going on. Splash dogs, like April mentioned. For those of you who haven't seen the dogs jump in the pool, it's pretty cool. I mean, these guys and gals train their dogs, and they jump a long way. And they have a new pool. It's 20 by 40. I think this will be the first time that they've used the new pool. So they'll be able to jump full length this year, which is great. Last couple of years, they had a shorter pool. And then if you've ever wanted to see if your dog would do the dock diving, they have a way where you can do that, too. I think it's $5, and you get, like, two jumps. And then if they do jump and you want to continue doing it, they have another deal where you can pay and jump all day.
and you win prizes.
And we've reorganized a little bit, so the pool is actually going to be facing the crowd now, so the dogs will be jumping towards the crowd, which would be
great.
Like that. We have a new fence that we picked up, so the new everything's going to be in the center area with new fencing that we have specifically for Pet Fest. So all the demonstrations will be in there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we hope that people will come out, and it's just a day where you can enjoy your pet. Even if you can't bring your pet, enjoy having a pet and enjoy the community coming together for pets. And then if you want a new pet, then that's the day we're going to be empty the shelter, too. So that's an opportunity to come out and look at that, too. We will also be giving tours of the kit nursery. Will be open. So Kiva will be there showing people the kit nursery all day if people want to see that. So it's going to be a great day. And you know, we really want to thank everybody for helping us put on Pet Fest, because this really isn't a money fundraiser for us. This is just an event for us to thank the community and for the community to have come out and have a good time at Haven and to see what we're all about.
So I love the theme. And, of course, we're going to put your flyer up in the window. The Pet Fest, it's all fiesta because it's Cinco de Mayo. So, like, the taco via the taco trucks and, you know, music by Billy and Patrick and all the good stuff that you've got planned. It sounds like a really fun time. Bring your dogs, dress them up. Dress yourself up, enjoy,
just enjoy a community event.
Exactly.
We have a friend that's selling her home, and she has two burros on her property, and she's selling the burros along with the property, and the burros are, they're not pets, I don't think, but because they roam on her 12 acres, but they're friendly, and they come up to you, and it's not like they're attack burros.
Attack donkeys?
Yeah, attack donkeys. Do y'all ever adopt out donkeys or burros or things like that?
Sure, we get animals like that all the time that are stray. We don't take owner surrenders and that kind of stuff because obviously they're harder to get adopted and they're expensive to take care of. But we do get stray horses throughout the year. We get stray sheep, goats.
Stray horses? Somebody just finds them wandering?
More than likely somebody just let them go.
Yeah. Are they usually older or something like this? Or
No, not necessarily. Yeah.
You can chip a horse. Can you chip a horse like a dog?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to do that if you had horses? I want to chip their ear or something.
And they'll do that, or they'll put a tattoo on our brand on them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But we get all kinds, and most of the time, it's somebody that just let them loose. And that's the thing is, when people make these commitments for these animals, whether it's a dog or a cat or a horse or a goat, they need to really think about it because that's a commitment, and that's a living being. And that's an animal. Like, I know my dog has feelings, because she looks at me sad when I'm upset with her, and I know she's got feelings. And, I take on that responsibility. He looks at me when he's sad too. I can tell that he's got feelings a little bit.
You have more than one dog.
I have six dogs.
I used to have three.
I don't recommend that. I always say two is the minimum and three, the perfect four is the max. But
five's okay.
When you're CEO of Haven Humane, every now and then the special one comes through.
How could you not? You know what? It would be the hardest job. I know that if I was down in your position that we would have six in 2 days because Linda would come through there and go, well.
But to go on with your story about responsibility.
When you take on that responsibility, you need to understand that you're taking on the responsibility for the life of that animal.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big thing. And I hope that everybody really thinks about that because that is the problem. I mean, that is one of the biggest problems is people will take them and, it's not as cute and cuddly as it used to be, so I'm just going to get rid of it. Well, if that's the attitude you have, then maybe an animal is not right for you. Majority of people love their animals and would do anything for their animals, and they're part of the family, and that's the way it should be. There are some people that use their working animals, and that's fine, too, because they treat them very well as a working animal. But I think still that you need to think about it before you take on that responsibility. Yeah. And when you mention horses, that's why horses, they'll live 30 plus years.
Well, these burros are 20 plus years old now and they'll live up to 50. And the lady was just really concerned because she has to move.
Right.
And so if she was selling the house and the people that bought the house said they want the burros, which is good because these burros, they kind of like self-care for themselves. They were born on this place, and they don't leave the place and all this. But she was really concerned about it. So I was just wondering if you all had things like that.
And that is being responsible.
Yeah.
And that falls under that taking responsibility because she was responsible to know that she needed to find another owner and allow them to keep the burros there at the house if that was possible. And if not, I'm sure she would have found another option.
There was no doubt.
I'm not saying that everybody needs to keep the animals the whole life, but be responsible and find, if you're not capable of keeping the animal, then try and find somebody who is capable of keeping the animal. Bring them to a shelter should be the last resort. When they come to us, yes, we're going to give them love and we're going to give them attention and we're going to do the best we can to find them a home. That doesn't always happen. It happens more often now than it ever has before, but it still doesn't always happen. And that's the reality of a shelter. A shelter is not a great place for an animal. I mean, it really isn't. I mean, we went to Simpson University yesterday. We did our Paws for Paws, where we bring animals there to help them out during finals to de-stress. And we had three dogs that are wonderful dogs. And they did fantastic. And they absolutely love it. And the kids love them. Well, one of the dogs is horrible in the kennels at Caven. Well, throw me in a kennel for a few hours and see how I react. I guarantee you I'm not going to be friendly when you come to the gate.
Especially the ones that have been there for 200 days, which we have the pet of the week that comes in, and some of these have been there for a while. And they're great dogs.
Yes, absolutely. And so that's why, just think about those things and be responsible to the pets. And sometimes it doesn't mean that you keep them. Sometimes it means that you find them another home. where you mm-hmm. know they're going to be cared for.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, yeah.
Well, we're going to take a quick break. We're here with Mark Story, who is, you know what, kind of emptied his heart out on these kind of things. Mm-hmm. And because, one, his whole mission in life, his and April's and the people, all the volunteers down there, is to take care of these animals, to make sure these animals are okay, to find them home, find them forever homes. But, you know, also seeing the results of when people make a pact with that animal and then don't care, and then don't fulfill that pact. And they just say, oh, it's just too hard now. It's been a few years. It's just too hard. I'm going to move. No, not going to take care of them. So, all right, we'll be right back. We'll leave on that one. We'll be right back after these messages.
The best of the best meet up May 16th through 19th as Wranglers and Leather come together to celebrate 70 years of Reading rodeo history. The toughest competitors challenge the best rodeo stock on the West Coast with four nights of pure adrenaline-pumping excitement. Opening night, the extreme bull riding event, barrel racing, and the insanity of the wildly popular chuck wagon races. Purchase tickets for the May 12th steak feed and rodeo tickets online at readingrodeo.com or at the rodeo ticket office on Auditorium Drive. Sponsored by Shasta.com and the new Sheridan Hotel.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SST Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right of way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of East Side Road just before Girvan. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Reading Peace Officers Association is honoring law enforcement that gave the ultimate sacrifice. Five North State officers who were killed in the line of duty are being honored at the Never Forgotten Games, a fitness competition on May 5th at Shasta High School in Reading. Show your support as a spectator or put together your own team of four to compete in the extreme fitness event. Register at readingpeaceofficers.org.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
I don't want to do that. Well, that's all right, because April's getting married.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio Studios at KCNR 1460. I'd like to remind everybody that Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center is going to have this Saturday their at the Anderson Veterans Event Center down there, formerly the VFW Hall, they're going to have their annual banquet and fundraiser down there, the 2018 annual banquet and auction fundraiser. Lots of things are going to be sold, a lot of things being auctioned, silent auction, all of this. And sponsor tables are only $500, and that seats eight and includes an $800 value drawing ticket package. Think about that. Couples are 50, individuals $35. For more information, call 530-378-2280. It's good, you know, if you're not doing anything Saturday night, this is a good thing to do. Saturday, April 28th. Okay, Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. We have Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and April Loomis, the development director out at Haven Humane. And let's, you know, we've got like about, 12 minutes. So I'm going to finish up everything that's going on.
Yeah, so I got a couple more things just to go over. Our volunteer orientation, our volunteers, like I mentioned earlier, are amazing. If you've ever thought about volunteering, we've got two orientations coming up. The first one's going to be this Friday, April 27th at 5:15 p.m. And then the next one will actually be Saturday, May 5th. So there's lots of stuff going on May 5th at Haven. But that'll be at 10 a.m. So that will be over before the Pet Fest actually starts. But you can come, do the volunteer orientation, and stay for Pet Fest, which is great. So come to an orientation. Just listen to what Wendell, our volunteer coordinator, has to say. And Cassie, who's going to be our new volunteer coordinator, will be there as well on the 5th. And see what they have to say. See what it's about. See if it's something that's going to work for you, because we'll work around your schedule. You can come in and donate time when you can. Help out with the animals. It really is rewarding. So, but check that out. And I want to thank all of our volunteers, because we just couldn't do it without them. They are just absolutely amazing. And we've had so many outreaches and events. We had the Whole Earth Festival last Saturday. We have another outreach at Starbucks this weekend. We've actually got an outreach tomorrow. At Hilltop Estates, we had the Pause for Paws yesterday and tomorrow, and volunteers are helping with all of those. We couldn't do any of those events without them, so we want to thank them so much. One other thing, we have started doing shot clinics, full vaccination clinics, the first and third Wednesday of the month from 2 to 4 p.m. at Haven, so that's going to be in our classroom. So if you're looking for discounted vaccinations, you can come to Haven 2 to 4 first Wednesday and third Wednesday of the month. So, and you can find that on our schedule as well on our website, havenhumane.org. Those are the things that we've got going on. It's busy, busy, busy at Haven right now, but we're busy saving lives, so that's what's important.
Let's cover real quickly, because we are entering the 80 degrees, the 88, the 90, the 100, people traveling, leaving their pets in the car for cool April nights, people not realizing
that... Not necessarily
that,
cool.
It's changed drastically, like a 30-degree jump. So let's discuss quickly about the number and a little bit of warning again for those people.
Yeah, so it's too hot. Today's too hot to leave a dog in the car, an animal in the car, or a person in the car for that matter, because it's going to get into the hundreds very quickly within 10 minutes. So if you see an animal in the car, 241-2550, let our animal control officers know. They'll go out and they'll check it out. If you see a human in a car and it's hot and they don't look good, call the police. Definitely think about that. It's also getting hot in the backyard. So if they need to have fresh water, they need to have some kind of shade to get out of the elements. So just think about that. If it's hot for you, then it's hot for them.
Captain Smith. Okay, is Captain Smith the one that goes out, or do you have are there more people now?
Oh, we've had more people for a long time, yeah.
Okay,
we have lots of officers.
Okay,
so
that go out.
We have four field officers
they'll
go out.
And, that's wonderful. Yeah. Okay, but we think we visually go to Captain Smith because she's been here. And, and we always look at her as kind of the face alongside you that is in uniform.
Yeah, absolutely. Not that she won't go out there, but normally it's one of our field officers that would go out there. So, yes, and we are in both City of Reading and City of Anderson, City of Anderson, 8 to 5, Monday through Friday. So if you see that in Anderson or City of Reading, 241-2550, and we will respond and make sure that the dog or cat or whatever the animal is in no harm.
So, April, I'm just asking a question.
We're okay now. Okay. We got everything in that we have to do.
Okay, so April, you have been like the marketing assistant or special events director.
Yes.
Like you put together the Pet Fest and then an event that we went to recently, which is beautifully done, the best ever. An appreciation of volunteer.
Oh,
board.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, that was beautiful. What has it been like for you? You've worked in different corporate and organizations in the past.
One for... gosh, 13 years, and then I came over here, over to Haven.
So how has it been for you?
Eye-opening and amazing. So, you know, I always had a passion for animals, and, you know, the other company that I worked for was amazing. But, you know, I have two kids, and they wanted more, 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 and 70 hours a week just wasn't something I was looking to do anymore. And I wanted something that was going to fuel my passion as opposed to working for a large corporation. And so, you know, I saw the position available and applied, got the job, and And it's been wonderful ever since. You know, I have two really amazing ladies that, work for me. And with our team, I think we're going to bring in more dollars than ever before. You know, I was thinking about actually the other day when I go out, you will see us come into your business quite often. So what we do a lot of during the day is we go out and, you know, we approach business owners. You know, we walk in off the street and we talk to them about our different events and hey, you know, would you like to sponsor this? Would you like to sponsor that? And so, you know, you have to develop that relationship. And most people are incredibly welcoming, where as opposed to, you know, high pressure sales, it's sometimes a different reaction. So the reactions we get coming in off the street, talking to people about what we do are pretty amazing.
So it put a different, when you say eye opening, are you talking about in the community sense of the beautiful open hearted community?
That and what goes on there on a daily basis. I had no idea, you know, because I've always adopted all of my dogs from there, but I had no idea what went on behind the scenes and how much the staff cares and the stories, you know, the very heartwarming stories. And there's also some incredibly sad stories that come through, you know, currently in our office. You know, I've encouraged both of the ladies, you know, if you see a small dog back there that looks like it's stressed or it's scared and you have emails to answer, by all means, go bring that dog back to our office. We'll try to socialize it a little bit and mm-hmm. put it into an environment where it's not as stressed out.
That's great.
Yeah,
that's
I love
great.
It.
Do you have a Haven Humane like cat? Like, you know, when you go to vet's offices, they usually have a cat or a dog that's like the
We are trying to get Mark to give us a development animal.
Yes.
But we haven't got there yet.
Okay.
Yeah, Mark's not going to give him a development animal. Yeah. We do have four house cats, though. We have two that are up front and receiving in our shelter mm-hmm. building. We have one in the clinic, and we have one in the adoption center. And all four cats are individuals. They all have different personalities, but they're great.
So they're like mascots.
Yeah. Well, they're part of the family.
Yeah, mascot. So they, you know. And I do you believe that? Wouldn't it be great that, you know, you bring your pet to work day or week? Because it really is, it changes the mood of the stress environment.
Absolutely, and a lot of businesses are doing that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. A lot of businesses do allow to bring. I still haven't met your dog, but you keep telling me you're gonna bring her on a Tuesday.
I haven't met your six dogs.
you've got a couple of them.
I thought I brought Snooki in to meet you one day.
No, okay. I've never met Snooki. Okay. I want to meet her.
Elk killer.
Well, we have standards, man.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm surprised I haven't met her yet. So I want to cover a couple of things again really quick. So Stuff the Bus, bring in some non-perishable human foods. Between now and the 5th, you'll get a $50 deduction off the adoption fee, which is fantastic. May 5th is our Pet Fest, 12 to 5. Please come on out. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be lots of fun, and there's no admission fee. So just come on out, have some fun, and bring your four-legged friends. On that same day, we have Empty the Shelter. So come in, get pre-approved, fill out an application, come in on May 5th, and pick out an animal that you're going to commit to for its life and give it a great forever home and a forever family, which is what they're really looking for. And find that right pet for you. And thanks to the Bissell Foundation, that's going to be free of charge. So, you know, come get a pet and bring it home and give it a loving life. And let's empty the shelter on May 5th and let's have a great day at Pet Fest. So please come on out. And then once again, this Friday, 5:15 is our next volunteer orientation. So come on out, join our team, help us out and help us save animals and have a good time and get to meet some animals and some people and make a difference.
Some beautiful animals.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the other fact is that we've gotten to the no-kill designation for the dogs.
Yeah.
And have been for probably
two years
now. Mm-hmm. So now we're just working on the cats. And think about this. This means that 95%, if not more, is that right? 95, 98?
Yeah, no, 98. We're sitting at 95%.
95%.
Live release rate on dogs.
Yeah. So if you think about that, and you figure that, you know, 5%, how many dogs come in that are injured and just, you know, things that just don't work out. But 95%, and we're working hard at the kitties, too. So I don't know. How are we doing on the cats? That's been a tremendous surge, too.
It has. We've gone from 17% live release rate in 2010, which is gross,
right about 65% live release rate last year. And our biggest hurdles is going to be the kittens and the feral mm-hmm. cats. And so we're working on that. We got the kit nursery. We're part of a community cat care coalition that is doing some great work locally. So you can look them up as well. They have a Facebook and we're part of it as well. We have a Facebook and a webpage for that as well. And they're doing great things in saving the ferals. So or community cats is what we like to call them, not ferals, because not all of them are ferals. Some of them are just community cats. And so, again, community coming together to save animals' lives.
Right. Okay. Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and April Loomis, who is the development director out there. Thank you so much for what you all do for our community.
Thank you.
Thanks for everything you do. We're going to be April Scott here next time we see you.
And tomorrow, David Kehoe, who is the reigning supervisor in District 1, will be our guest along with Larry Lees. Larry Lees will be here at 7:30. I think Dave will be with him a little bit to talk about the new bed situation, how we're adding 60 beds. And then at 8 o'clock, Dave and I will talk about his tenure as supervisor and his plans, if he gets reelected, for the future of the first district here in the Board of Supervisors for Shasta County. Everybody have a great day. Remember, don't leave those dogs or people in your car today. The good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio from the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta Reading. The news brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. See their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Dragging me down, gonna stand.